Dr. John, I want to talk this morning about anxiety. As you had emailed me earlier this week, it's a huge problem for a lot of people at one time or another.
Well, it sure is. In fact, everybody has some level of anxiety. In fact, it's estimated that 90%, Tony, if you can imagine, up to 90% of visits to the family physician, this is the medical doctor, are somewhere anxiety related. Now, you can imagine the percentages that relate to psychologists, just in terms of the sheer numbers of persons with anxiety. People worry, people go through a lot of stressors in their life, so anxiety is a huge issue.
All right, I'm a worrier, and I know two ways to battle it. Number one, I have to get into the gym. And number two, my wife can tell when I'm stressed out. I hate that she can read me like that, but she does. But I always feel better when I talk about what's bothering me.
Well, I think that's important, Tony. It's really, first of all, I think the working out, the being able to take your mind off the stressors that you're having, you know, at least temporarily, having someone to talk to, and then really trying to sort out in your own mind, really, what is going on? Why am I feeling this way? Why do I have these worries? And a lot of times they're worries over things that may never happen, kind of the what-if-ing, if you will. It's like a disease, the what if this happens, what if this happens. And I often tell people, well, you're going to get anxiety. Depression often comes from that. If you're always what-if-ing it, why don't you plan for the best, try to, you know, implement a good plan in life, good decision-making, and then if something goes wrong, then you can deal with it. But if you what-if all the time, you'll always be anxious. And there are people that are always anxious, always worried about something that might happen. But having someone to talk to, like you say with your wife, having someone that you can communicate with, get these things out and sort them out, that is the best thing. And if you have a wife that can read you and talks to you, you're a very lucky man, good man.
Dr. Braccio, when we talk about panic disorders, it's interesting. Anxiety can lead us to think and do crazy things that are not the norm for our behavior.
Well, panic attacks are among the most devastating human experiences one can have, Tony. These are things that, you know, we're talking racing heartbeat, difficulty breathing, terror that even can be paralyzing, dizziness, trembling, choking, hot flashes, tingling. The person actually can feel they're dying. I've worked with many people that when they've had their first panic attack, they really felt that they were going to die. They felt this was the end, or they felt they were having a heart attack. So these are not minor things to think about. They're often, the person will be going to the emergency room. So these are among the worst. In fact, as kind of fitting into the modern template of news, I get the feeling this is something like they call this waterboarding. Okay, I don't know what waterboarding really is, but I know what a panic attack is from what I've seen. I've seen people have them in my office. Terrifying, and you definitely need to deal with one of these and find strategies to overcome them, or you can then lead a life where your life even becomes narrower and narrower as you're afraid to go to places where you might have one.
All right, how do we deal with stress, anxiety, panic? What can we do to get that under control?
Well, a couple things. I think always the old saying, smell the roses, is a good idea. I think exercising is a good idea. And I think if we're talking specifically panic attacks, that's a whole separate part of the anxiety disorders. That's a case where you really need to learn how to really relax, Tony. You know, the deep breathing, the breathing in, breathing out, doing things, call it yoga. We do a lot of hypnosis here with people that, you know, have panic, you know, panic attacks. But learning how to rethink, because remember, anxiety is something that you create in a way. You weren't necessarily born anxiety. You may have had a tendency to that, okay, from a chemical, call it your makeup. But you have to be able to rethink. You have to work on cognitive, we'll call it cognitive, where you're actually, when the statements are said, I'm going to have a panic attack, you start getting these feelings, you know it's going to happen. That's when you have to be able to be talking yourself out of it and say, wait a minute, this is something that I have created, I have done this, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to allow this to occur. Now, this is much simpler for me to say than it is for a person to learn to do. But that is a very critical thing. It's the rethinking, restructuring, and even getting to the point where you go to where the panic attack has occurred. If you have a specific situation where you gradually desensitize yourself to the point that you confront the issue, confront the problem, and you overcome it. Easier said than done. Medication short-term can help, like we think of a Xanax when people often will take a Xanax. This is something, you know, tranquilizer, so to speak. Things like Wellbutrin, Zoloft, people will take. Medications are helpful, but in the long run, you have to learn how to control it with your own mind, being able to relax, rethink situation, and basically take control of it yourself. Easier said than done, but it can be done because millions of people have this problem in the course of a year and over a lifetime. People don't like to talk about it because they're somewhat ashamed to say that they felt like they were having a heart attack or they couldn't control their feelings or they literally fell to the ground and, you know, could be crying or really terribly upset.
Dr. John Braccio with the Regional Psychological Services. If folks want help with this, how can they get in contact with you, Dr. Braccio?
Well, the easiest way is drjohnb.com. Or the phone number is 517-332-0153. And our goal is to help, just like there are a lot of people trying to help. But if you have these are devastating, and just make up your mind, hey, getting over this, no more panic attacks for me.
Thanks, Dr. B.
Good talking to you, buddy.